Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Greg. Sitting across from me is Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand. We are a couple of instructional coaches in Iowa, and this is the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. Jenny, how's it going?
It's going well. I have a question for you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So the last couple of days we were at a conference up in Elkader, Iowa.
I know where this is going.
You were one of two males at this conference in a room.
I don't know where this is going. Yep.
In a room of 240 women.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So I wasn't there the first day. I got there the second day. And they were referring to this bucket.
Yeah.
Out back in a cornfield.
The dude's bucket.
Yeah. What was up with that?
Well, you know what? Being the upstanding gentleman I am, and we were in a conference hall, and it only had two bathrooms, and obviously everyone went to the bathroom at the same time at the breaks, you know. They're like, Greg, you don't get your own private bathroom anymore. You get this bucket. We're going to set that out in the woods. We're going to set some corn cobs next to it. No one said that. I did that. I said that. But that's going to be your bathroom.
I love it.
I'm like, I don't need no bucket. You know, keep the bucket.
That is true.
What do we need a bucket
typical
for?
Typical guy. Yeah. No, but what I do think is really funny. So really, you didn't go to the bathroom in a bucket.
I thought you were going to hit me with my coughing there.
Well, we can go there too.
Coughing, I was.
No, but I just thought it was funny that. So if there was a bunch of women using the bathroom and Greg was in there was no note on the door. But if Greg was out of the bathroom, then there was a note on the door giving all the women permission to go inside the men's bathroom. So
yeah, I think the whole plan was set up in good intent. I was telling my wife the other night, really all it did was now everyone knows when Greg's going to the bathroom.
And how long you've been in there, because the note's
not. He's been in there a while.
Oh, gosh, that's so
even
funny.
If he puts that note back up, no one wants to go in.
All right. God, that's funny.
We just said all that?
We did. Okay. Yeah. All right. We got to let our listeners in. We haven't been around for a while.
I'm leaving it in there. Well, we technically have been.
We have, yes.
Because we just keep releasing. But
yeah. I haven't seen you for a while, though.
It's okay. You just saw me yesterday, Jenny.
I did. But before that, I've been kind of MIA from email, phone, box, Snapchat.
You were ghosting.
I was ghosting. You even accused me of not responding to you. That would never happen, Greg.
This is a literacy tip.
It is. All right.
We spent 30% of our time in the intro. So what do we got today, Jenny?
Okay. So this is just one of those quick tips for guided reading. We did a couple of these over the summer. They focused kind of on different sections of within the lesson plans that Jan has in her book. Today, our tip is going to be how to plan for effective guided reading lessons for advanced readers. We didn't spend a lot of time talking about those advanced readers and what we do with those students who are reading at a very high level. Really, once you get to a certain point, you kind of run out of those guided reading books for them. So where do you go? What do you use for them? So, Greg, do you have any ideas?
You better believe it, Jenny. There are plenty of other places we can go to get materials. We could use newspapers, magazines, on interesting events. Maybe newspaper. That might depress the kids these days. Some of the news out there, but certainly some magazines and some articles. Actually, in the past, I've done, found articles online of things that I knew the kids would be interested in. If they were interested in, let's say, nuclear power, you know, I'd go on How Stuff Works and figure out, is there a How Stuff Works article that we could use it with this group?
Yeah. I love the idea of going in and finding books and pulling information from those books with things that they're interested in. One of the things that you can also use is even just excerpts from longer pieces of literature or like informational text, which is kind of what you were talking about. Poetry. Poetry is a really fun one, I think, because some poems, I'll read them. It takes me a little bit to figure out what the purpose was of the poem or what the author was trying to get across. So some of those more challenging texts that takes a little bit more deeper thinking to figure out ideas that the author was trying to portray, sometimes what's the opinion of the authors, or even like historical events. You talked about that. We did a project, and this kind of went along with stations. They read a newspaper article at the guided reading station, and then that article drove what they did at the technology center for the next 2 weeks, and that was all in regards to the Space Shuttle Challenger after that it had exploded. I think I was in second grade when that happened, but again, they were interested in space. Never mind. Don't comment, Greg.
I can see his wheels turning.
You were in second grade? That means I wasn't even born.
I think it was 85.
Yes.
So I was one.
Okay.
1 year of age.
Aw, that's nice. So glad that you could share with me how young you are compared to me.
So, Jenny, I kind of hear you saying, too, there's going to be a shift. As the readers advance, obviously, like if you're using a leveled library, there's nothing beyond a Z.
Right.
And really, by the time you're at that point anyways, you're really focusing more on comprehension and vocabulary, more so than you would be like focusing on, well, I got to get them to read more advanced passages, etc. Because
right.
those simply aren't there. They're readers now.
Exactly.
As any other adult would be, where now it's focused on those bigger comprehension skills.
We even had the conversation today in our second grade collaboration talking about students who are already reading well above a end of the year second grade reading level, and even talking about pushing those kids. And we had a really great conversation that maybe it's not about pushing those kids to get to a higher level. Maybe it's keeping those kids where they are, or even going back and just really focusing on some of those deeper level comprehension skills and the writing. Because we all know that guided writing and that the student's writing doesn't always match where they're reading. So even if you have a student who, and a very, very advanced reader who's reading at a high level, think about their writing. Is their writing at the same level as their reading? And how can you use other text, newspapers, excerpts, poetry? How can you use other text to support getting them writing more and writing at roughly the same level as what they're reading?
I mean, you could even start expanding where here's maybe a book on this subject, here's an article on this subject, and now we can compare and contrast the two, start forming opinions on why would one author write this versus this? Are there different opinions that are driving their purpose within writing each excerpt?
Absolutely. And that would be fun. And I'm just listening to you think, going, oh, I might take that back to a couple of our teachers. We might plan that for the next couple weeks. So
and really, I think a lot of the stuff, obviously, like we need to be working on the phonetic side of stuff with our readers who aren't at this level. But at the same time, I think it's okay to throw like a cool comprehension thing in there as well.
Absolutely.
For those kiddos. That it's not, yep. We really want to be teaching kids, the purpose of reading is really to comprehend.
Right.
It's either you're comprehending a story or you're comprehending new information. That's kind of the two reasons I've seen to read. I don't know if there's more out there, Jenny, but that's all my feeble little mind can think of.
Well, I think you're feeble
little
mind.
Is there a third one?
No, I think you nailed it.
I think if someone says there's a third one, it could fit into one of those other two.
Yeah.
That you're reading for enjoyment, some type of a story, understand a story that's happening, or you're reading for information.
Or if you want to prove Greg wrong, you know, let us know that
let
too.
Let me know. We'll plant the flag and have a battle on that.
All right. So if you are listening and you have some of those advanced readers out there, let us know some of the things that you're using, some of the challenging texts that you're using to continue the instruction of becoming a reader. Let us know some of those things that you found, because we're always looking for resources to share with our teachers and just to bounce ideas off of. So let us know.
And you can do that by going to our website, www.iccpodcast.com, and check out our social media pages there as well. They're all up on the left, some little buttons for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can find our past shows there. If you're like, man, this is the first thing I've heard about guided reading from you guys, and it seems like you referenced something you did in the past. Well, Jenny and I, we have like 16 other podcasts on guided reading under the series tab at the website.
There's a lot there that they
There's
can
a lot
to.
There. If you have more questions, I don't know, go buy the Next Step Forward in Guided Reading book. a free plug to our good friend, Jan Richardson.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the tip, and go be awesome.